المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما خر تبينت الجن أن لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, when we study the lives of the Arabs prior to the advent of Islam, we will find that superstition constituted an integral part of the belief system of the pagans. Prior to the advent of Islam, the Arabs were steeped in superstitious beliefs, beliefs that regulated their political, economical, and social activity. It created a mysterious value system that gave rise to fear, to suspicion, and to enmity. And it deprived them of rational thinking. And every ailment, accident, was attributed to some evil force that was bent on destroying their lives. And the situation, unfortunately, was further aggravated, like we have in today's times as well, we'll come to that, was aggravated by so-called spiritual doctors who exploited the unwary masses, and they ran lucrative businesses treating and exorcising these evil forces. Even today, there are people who claim to know the future, wa na'udhu billah, and they try to impress people with their so-called divine powers. Believe in superstition, believe in evil omens, believe in bad omens detracts from taqdeer, and it takes a person away from the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran very emphatically states that ma asaba bim musibatin fil ard wala fi anfusikum illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'aha inna dhalika 'ala Allah yaseer. That no misfortune can happen on earth nor afflict your souls, but it is recorded long in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is recorded long in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers, me and you understand that disaster and misfortune takes place according to the will and the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No other force can destroy your destiny or cause harm to you except with the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, what are some of the superstitious beliefs that filtered down from the Jahiliyyah to us? What are some of the belief systems that people still hold that we as believers should be wary about? One is this month of Safar. The month of Safar, they believed it to be a month of ill fortune and bad luck. And the pre-Islamic Arabs believed Safar to be a serpent that dwells in the stomach of man. It stirs to life in this month and it causes various types of illnesses and diseases. Thus, they believe that a person is more prone to illnesses and diseases in this month of Safar. Because of this various evil omens attached to this month, some Muslims regard nikah contracted in this month as evil. We hear this, sometimes you hear that we mustn't get married in Safar. It's not good to get married in Safar. It's bad luck. It is doomed to fail. Others believe that any important venture that is undertaken in this month of Safar is bound to collapse. Some believe that specifically the first 13 days of this month to be extremely evil and bad. Now the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly states that la adwa wa la safara wa la ghawl, that there is no ill fortune in the month of Safar and no evil spirit exists. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim. In another hadith, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that la tasubbu ad-dahr fa ana ad-dahr, that do not revile time. Do not revile any particular day, week, or month to be bad. For Allah says, I am the embodiment of time. Allah says, I am the embodiment of time. Now, a few important aspects for me and for you to keep in mind as believers. One is soothsayers and fortune tellers. There are certain imposters who pretend to know the future through contact with spirits. The Holy Quran rejects this notion that anyone besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the future in the following words, la ya'lamu man fis samawat wa man fil ard ghayba illallah, that no one in the heavens and the earth possesses the knowledge of the unseen except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was not alimul ghayb. As great as a personality that he was, yet he himself acknowledged that لو كنت أعلم الغيب لستكثرت من الخير, that if I had the knowledge of the unseen, then an abundance of good would have come to me and no evil would have touched me. So as great as a personality that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he taught mankind that even I myself don't have knowledge of the unseen. And in fact, the jinn, there's an entire verse, a ruku, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jinn of Sulaiman alayhi salam, when they were punished with the building of the wall. They themselves said that if we had the knowledge of the unseen, we would have not undergone this punishment and distrust. So with regard to knowledge of the unseen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that knowledge. It is impermissible. It is impermissible. It is not permissible to, for a believer to indulge in these type of thinkings and these type of evil spirits. The other important aspect to keep in mind is horoscopes and astrology. Horoscopes and astrology. What the pagan Arabs used to do is they had three arrows to ascertain whether they should proceed with the task or not. The first on it was inscribed, my Lord has commanded me. The second was inscribed on the arrow, my Lord has forbidden me. And the third arrow was left blank. So if they planned a journey, or they wanted to get married, or they wanted to rid the enemy, etc., they would go to the temple and they would draw out an arrow. And the negative inspiration or the negative inscription meant that they would abort their plan. The positive inscription would mean that they would go ahead with the plan. And the blank arrow would mean that they would repeat the process till they found a clear directive. Now this practice in today's times is akin to modern day astrology. It is akin to modern day horoscopes, astrology, palm reading, and other similar practices. And these are totally forbidden in Islam. Islam prohibits such practices and regards them as sinful. The Quran says, "Wa antastaqsimu bil azlam." The Quran says, Taqsimu bil azlam, and forbidden is predicting the future by means of divine arrows, for that is impermissible. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if anyone acquires any knowledge of astrology, he acquires a branch of magic, which is totally forbidden. He also stated that the astrologer is a diviner. The diviner is a magician, and the magician is an unbeliever. Another tradition states, another hadith states in Muslim, that whoever goes to a fortune teller and he believes in what he says, he has denied what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep that in mind, my respected elders and friends. The third important aspect to keep in mind while we're speaking about superstition is omens and charms. Omens and charms. The same prohibition applies to hanging omens, charms, and amulets. Yes, our ulama have given permission. Our ulama have given permission, provided that the inscription of only the Quran Kareem for safety, and that which is only derived from the Quran and Hadith, that is fine. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, may Allah not fulfill the hopes of one who wears a charm. In another hadith, may Allah not protect the one who hangs seashells. It was used in the charm in those days. Another hadith, whoever wears a charm will be made to rely on it. So my respected elders and friends, once Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu saw his wife wearing a knotted thread around her neck. He pulled it out and he broke it and he said, the family of Abdullah is free from associating anything with Allah for which he has no authority. He says, I heard the messenger of Allah says that incantations, amulets, and spells are shirk. They are shirk. And this then brings us to the question of magic, jadu, and sihr. Magic, jadu, and sihr. It is there. Definitely. Jadu was made, sihr was made on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. That is why we have the revelation of Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Try to read these surahs, my respected elders and friends. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Morning and evening three times. Morning and evening three times. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect me and you from all types of harm. Practicing magic, Allah save us, is tantamount to kufr in Islam. Just as it is haram for a Muslim to consult with diviners or fortune tellers, it is likewise haram for a believer to seek help from magicians, from sangomas, from witch doctors, etc. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disowned such people and he said, anyone who goes to a diviner, anyone who goes to a practitioner of magic or a soothsayer, asking something and believing in it, he has denied what was revealed to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another hadith states that the alcoholic, the magician, the believer in magic, and the one who breaks family ties will not enter Jannah. My respected elders and friends, there are Sufis, corrupt Sufis, who treat people as cheap profit-making commodities. Be careful. Be careful about these people. They call towards themselves rather than calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahumullah, he so beautifully stated, when it comes to the question of amulets, the question of wearing ta'weez, etc., he says, yes, there is permissibility, absolutely, provided it is from Quran and Hadith. But it is for children who are unable to read. We wear these things for our kids who are unable to read. For adults, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the power of speech. We have to read our morning and evening du'as. Alhamdulillah. We have our morning and evening du'as, which are our fortress. That is our guard. We cannot do without them. We have our Surah Yasin in the morning. We have our manzil in the morning and in the evening. We have our Surah Waqia, Tabarak, Sajda in the evening. These are our bodyguards. These are our means of protection. So for adults, The better option is not to weigh, but to rely on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected Allahs and friends, the illiterate masses may go to a soothsayer who tells the future with the help of bones. The unseen, the Western educated elite, he laughs at their ignorant ways. Yet he depends on horoscopes. He depends on astrology. He depends on the saying of Nostradamus. Both are equally ignorant and both are equally involved in unbelief. Yes, there is no doubt that a believer and an unbeliever, they face the same uncertainties in life. We all face uncertainties in life. That is why the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that when a Muslim intends to do something, when a believer intends to do something, he doesn't touch hood. You know, there is a saying, they say touch hood. Or he doesn't cross his fingers. What he says, inshallah, if Allah wills. Or he says, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh Allah, choose for me what is best. And that brings us to the dua of istikhara. The dua of istikhara is such a powerful salah. Normally, we only read it, a couple will read it when they want to get married. Normally, when a couple wants to get married, they normally read dua istikhara, which is very good. Istikhara should be made for any decision in our life. It is there. It is a gift to this ummah. And if you just dwell on the meaning, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik wa astaqdiruka bi-kudratik. Allah, I'm seeking a decision because you have, seeking your power because you have power. I'm seeking your help because I cannot do it on my own. Wa anta 'allamul ghuyub. You have the knowledge of the unseen. I don't know whether this venture of mine is good or is not good. I don't know whether buying this vehicle is good or is not good. I don't know whether opening this business is good or is not good. I don't know whether marrying this boy or girl is good. I don't know whether putting my child in a certain school or madrasa is good or not good. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So for every decision, it's there, my friends. Make mashwira with Allah. Take the decision from Allah. And ulama have written, ajib, ulama have written such a beautiful thing. They say when a person makes istikhara, then even if he intends to do that thing, and he's 100% sure he wants to do it, Allah will put an impediment in that so that he doesn't go ahead. And even if he not to do it, Allah will make it possible. And for some reason, if he does it, and something was supposed to go wrong, Allah will cause that wrong to avert. Subhanallah. So we have this opportunity. Then we have another powerful dua that I want to tell you about today. That whenever you find yourself in a situation, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. There is no power, there is no might except from Allah. The hadith mentions that this dua, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is a cure for 99 diseases and illnesses, the least of which is grief and sorrow. Subhanallah. So whenever you are faced with a situation, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, you know best for me. So every dua that the Nabi of Allah has given us is a means of reflection. It shows us that uncertainties in our life bring us closer to Allah. Uncertainties in our life bring us closer to Allah. In Allah we put in our hopes, not in the cryptic words of an ignorant astrologer or a soothsayer. We put our faith and we put our hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We all face uncertainties in life. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are so uncertain of life that we switch on the alarm in the morning. We set the alarm for the morning, but we don't know whether we are going to wake up in the morning. So every dua is a reflection of that uncertainty that we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us and all of us the understanding. And that is why we have this beautiful charity that we give. This beautiful charity every Friday we give. Because if there is a calamity that was to befall, through your means of sadaqah, Allah removes this. Subhanallah. through the means of sadaqah. That is why we emphasize so much that spending the path of Allah, that 100 rain, 50 rain, 20 rain, whatever you are going, is the best means of protection. Is the best means of protection for you and for me and for all other means of protection. So we make a humble request, inshallah, for the brothers to donate generously. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله الذي بيده أزمة الأمور وهو خالق كل شيء والمتصرف فيه من الخيرات والشرور ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور ومحى كل جهل وديجور صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين ظهر بهم الدين أتم ظهور ورسخ بهم اليقين في الصدور ما تعاقبت الأيام والشهور وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد هان الشهر صفر يتشاءم به بعض الناس ويتطير كما كان أهل الجاهلية مع هذه الاعتقاد يبتدئون فيه النسيء النكر فأبطله الله تعالى بقوله إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر وكذلك نفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشوم والطيرة به خصوصا وبكل شيء عموما وأزاح بهذا النفي عنا هموما وغموما فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا سفر قال محمد بن راشد يتشاءمون بدخول سفر فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا سفر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الطيرة شرك قاله ثلاثا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما خر تبينت الجن أن لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, making sure that we stand as close as possible, filling all the gaps. The back two rows in the masjid is still space in there.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهبني على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك شكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.